Day time is 7 after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 8th of January. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Chief, and Jennifer Horn, who will have the television report later in this hour. Rich is off to the Consumer Electronics Show, and the technology is superb.
I know. When he's not here, things are like smooth sailing.
Well, we just had, just for the heck of it, I'll give you a quick little story about we have
behind the scenes.
This is behind the story, behind the scenes of the Good Day program. In the hour that airs preceding this, which would be when you go to DougSteffen.com and you're downloading podcasts, it's hour number one. So this is hour number two of the program on a daily basis. So in hour number one, we have a 4 or 5 minute piece of the hour that's devoted to technology. So we normally have a report from a guy named Shelley Palmer, who's pretty much up on technology. And then because of the CES Consumer Electronics Show this week in Las Vegas, my friend Holland Cook is there, who you hear a lot on radio programs and see him on television, et cetera, et cetera. He loves consumer electronics, and so he's there reporting for a number of stations as well. And so I said, well, why don't you give us a report every day? So we went to it and it didn't work.
Oops.
So I was just thinking about the fact that we do have sometimes too much technology. That's the way it works. The price you're paying for gasoline, I was astounded. I'm driving across the country. I happen to be in Knoxville, Tennessee this morning. Bought gasoline last night for $3.17 a gallon, which is the lowest I can remember it being for a long time. What are you paying for gas now in Los Angeles this week, Jen?
It had gotten pretty low, and now it's back up, I think, around $3.60, $3.65,
really?
Something like that.
When
yeah.
I was there, what was it, last week or the week before, it was $3.47 I saw.
Yeah, it went up about 20 cents.
Roberta, what do you pay for gas in New York these days?
I think around $3.79 for regular.
$3.79
Or a dollar for a dirty water hot dog.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was that expensive in New York.
Yeah.
Really?
Everything's expensive in New York.
Well, yeah, but the prices have been going down since the election. It was sort of an early winter break. The price of gasoline, and this is good for me as I drive across the country, prices in a couple of areas are below $3 a gallon. Did you
really
know that? Yeah, you can find below $3 a gallon in the deep south.
I think in Louisiana, yes, when I went down to visit
Louisiana,
my daughter in New Orleans, yes.
Right,
yes.
Texas, those sorts of things. But I'm looking, let's see, last year on this date, price was, the average around the country was $3.37. Let's see, last week it was $3.29. The average this week is around $3.30, and the prediction is that it's going to go back up again because crude oil is up about $10 a barrel in the past month. But, you know, the scam here, I always like to tell the story about the scam so you'll know how you're getting screwed around by the oil companies. By the time the oil comes out of the ground, let's say they're buying it by the barrel now and it's $93 a barrel, okay? It isn't used, by the time it gets processed and shipped and to the tank, it's about it can be as long as 6 months, but it's at least 4 months. So they're giving you a yensing based on, you know what that expression means? That's an old Jewish expression that basically means they're giving you a screwing. The yensing that you're taking, based on today, they're saying the price goes up because we're paying more for oil by the barrel. Yeah, but they're not going to sell you that barrel of oil for 4 months. So they tack on the price. And so does it happen that when the price goes down, they immediately cut the price at the pump? No. The price has been going down since, I think it was 4, 5, 6 months ago, toward the end of the summer, right? When the barrel of oil went down, it was in the $80 range for a while. So apparently the celebration is over, and you'll be paying more for gas. Matter of fact, there are some people who say prices will go up 35 cents a gallon between now and early April. So here we go again.
Ick.
The roller coaster.
And it'll be nice and high just in time for Memorial Day, I'm sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. As things get started, when people drive more.
When people want to drive.
Right. So the average, according to the AAA, the average price for gasoline this year will be $3.60 a gallon. High averages have been around. They've been roller coastering, what, since 2008? Pretty much been the same thing. What's the highest you paid for gas? Do you remember, Roberta, there in New York over the last year or so?
Just under $5 when it got really high.
Yeah,
in LA.
I'd say a little over $5 for premium.
All right, so let's look for some deals. In a minute, the Queen of Cheap has some deals for you as our report of what she finds in the last 24 hours gets elaborated upon. But what do we have just as a teaser, Roberta?
Oh, we have a deal from Starbucks for you, and we also have some deals from iTunes and Walgreens.
Okay, I'm going to rip you apart on the Star Wars. The Starbucks.
Why?
Because it's ridiculous. I'll tell you why in a minute. I'll let you go your way, and I'll go my way.
What do you mean it's ridiculous?
It's ridiculous. It's an asinine deal.
Why?
Don't get me started. Because don't do that. You're baiting me, and I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I just want to know why you make a statement like that.
Well, they're charging $4.50 for $450 for $400 worth of coupons. Who else could get away with that? They charge you $50.
That's not what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not talking about it.
And we've lost control. All because Dexity's going to rip her apart.
I've got stories about coffee that I'm talking about.
Mean, Dougie. Mean.
Okay, let's talk about the suggestion of your Congressman Jerry Nadler. He represents what, Brooklyn or Queens? What does he represent?
I don't know. He's not my congressman.
He's a New Yorker. Anyway.
He's a New Yorker.
What do you expect from New Yorker? So this guy's come up with a plan to coin trillion dollar coins. You've heard the story, right? There's a loophole someplace in the Fed regulations that allows the minting of coins of any size. So Nadler came up with an idea to coin a $1 trillion, to mint a $1 trillion coin.
Love it.
Throw it into the system, as many of them as we need to pay off the deficit, and then melt them down.
There you go. I like that idea.
Perfect. So now Representative Greg Walden of Oregon, those of you who are in Oregon, what do you think of this? 888-302-DOUG.
I love it.
Walden introduced legislation yesterday that would prohibit the government from raising the debt ceiling by minting a trillion-dollar platinum coin. So, in essence,
platinum.
These people, they're evidently taking Nadler seriously. He said, quote, "This scheme to mint trillion-dollar platinum coins is absurd and dangerous and would be laughable if the proponents weren't so serious about it as a solution. My bill will take the coin scheme off the table by disallowing the Treasury to mint platinum coins as a way to pay down the debt. We must reduce spending, yada, yada." Okay, so anyway, that's a political statement. But I thought it was pretty interesting how this is getting banged around and taken seriously by the news media. Every morning news show today has got some sort of story about this coin and whether or not it makes sense to mint one of them. So I'm sure you're going to see a lot of conversation about that over the next couple of weeks. And does it make any sense? God knows. These people are crazy enough they come up with most anything.
Love it.
Remind me, Jennifer, we do the television report to talk about Alex Jones appearing with Piers Morgan last night. And what a bunch of fireworks. Matter of fact,
it was
Michael,
quite the show last night, by the way.
Yeah. See if you can find the audio from Alex Jones being on with Piers Brosnan, will you? I'm looking at a picture. I was just talking about this Greg Walden.
On with who?
On with the Piers Morgan.
Ah.
All right. Walden, I have a picture of him, Roberta. Mm-hmm. And he has the yellowest, ugliest teeth I have ever seen on a politician. Ugly. Congressman Walden, can I make a suggestion? Would you please, I might even send you some of these free power swabs. Man, does this guy need power swabs. You look at a picture. Anybody go online right now. Look at a picture. Jennifer, go online. Look at a picture of Greg Walden. Roberta, do the same thing. Congressman from Oregon. Look at his teeth. My God.
Probably a smoker.
This guy. Well, whatever he is, he needs to get rid of those yellow stained
coffee,
teeth.
Coffee, red wine, Diet Coke.
Yeah, whatever.
To name a few of my vices.
His teeth are a mess. He obviously hasn't tried to whiten them up, but we've got a way for him to do that. Power Swabs works for him and you and everybody else in 5 minutes. Swab on the power product for 2 minutes, and in 5 minutes you'll see a distinct difference. He needs to do it 7 or 8 times, though, by the looks of his teeth. And then when he's done, he'll be more electable. I would think he'd want that, right? More electable. Congressman Weldon, call this number right now, will you please? 800-865-7602. This is a coconut-based product, not like the whitening strips that are basically made out of sand and the trays which have bleach in them. You don't want either of those things in your mouth, but you do want the stains to disappear. So that's why I use power swabs, because it works on all of your teeth, no matter what they are, veneers, caps, bonded crowns, all that stuff. Risk-free trial at 800-865-7602. What does that mean? You call and you order. Get a one-month supply free when you pay for three, and you try it. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. It is proven to whiten your smile in 5 minutes a day, so try it now. Power Swabs. Congressman Walden, Power Swabs. 800-865-7602.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40. With no big change in lifestyle, Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow, wow,
it's
wow.
Personality.
All right, so Roberta's got her deals today, and then I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't take advantage of a Starbucks.
Oh.
This is a card you can buy. All right, well, I'll let you do
but
your
But I am not talking about that.
I'm not. Stop talking to me like I was your child, will you please?
I am talking about how you can get a free tall Walking. Cup of blonde.
That's fine.
Free tall cup of blonde roast coffee.
You're I love
a tall
blonde.
Upset.
Oh. Good for you.
Blonde, exactly. Yeah. It's valued up to $2.60 at Starbucks location, and you can also print a $1 off coupon for a bag of the coffee blend. So it's not a bad deal at all, because it's a free cup of coffee. So don't listen to Doug, whatever he says. You can also
please?
Get a free full-size Neutrogena product. All you have to do is buy something on their website, and we have the secret codes for you. And you can get a load of this, a 15-ounce bath gel absolutely free. Uh-huh. We have free videos on iTunes. It's for your little kids, especially if you've got little girls. It's the first season of Sophia the First. It's a cartoon, and you can get it absolutely free on iTunes. You get a free dessert at Chili's with your club sign-up and Walgreens. This is a fantastic deal. We have the code for 20% off all beauty, personal cares, and fragrance department items. So you can go and you can buy cosmetics from CoverGirl or Olay and just put in the coupon code that we tell you on DougStephan.com and get 20% off of everything.
All right,
you'll
so
find
there,
all this at DougStephan.com.
This is called a metal. This is a metal card you get from Starbucks. You pay $450 for it. Gives you $400 worth of charges coming.
That's not a good deal.
No, it's a terrible deal.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, this is Elvis's birthday, for those of you who are not aware. Elvis would have been 78 years old today. So we have a celebration through the morning here and there. Normally at this point in each hour, we play a few snippets from a song or two, depending on what's going on, how we relate and make these songs relatable. What's more relatable than Elvis in terms of the history of pop music?
If he had made it, what do you think he'd be doing right now? Do you think he'd have a Vegas show like Celine Dion, or what do you think?
78? I don't know. Liberace died playing on the stage in Las Vegas. Those guys, when they get it in their blood, that's what they do.
I think he would have been like at one of these super shows at one of the casinos.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. He was certainly so unique. All right, so this is one of my faves. This is from 1956. Also from 56 was his first really successful ballad called Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled.
Jordan years really helped him. My God, really.
For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
That's great stuff.
Love me.
Born in the state in 1935, referred to mostly as the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Aaron Presley. He changed the spelling of his middle name. It was one A when he was born, but he added another A to it. Is there anybody around, anybody alive who doesn't know who Elvis Presley is and the way he made his claim to fame by shaking everybody up? Here was his big song, one of the big songs from 1957, was All Shook Up.
I'm all shook up.
Crank it up, Michael. Crank it up.
Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet.
Memory served me great. This is the first thing he did on the Ed Sullivan show. And Ed Sullivan told the cameraman not to show his
hips. And all the girls were swooning.
Oh, my God, screaming.
Hey, did you like fat Elvis or skinny Elvis?
I don't know. I kind of like the earlier.
You're kind of a skinny Elvis, I would imagine.
Yeah, I like the earlier Elvis.
Because you're doo-wop-ier.
Yeah, the doo-wop.
I liked both, but, you know, there was something very soulful about fat Elvis.
Yeah. But this is, crank this up. This is such a sweet song, really.
I'm proud to say this shit, but I'm in love.
Now, also in 1957, he took the ballad and kind of gave it an up-tempo twist with Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear.
Oh, let him know that teddy bear.
There the Jordan is.
I don't want to be a tiger. This time is way too rough. I don't want to be a lion. Because lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a wound of
musical memories of a lifetime, at least my lifetime, and I'm looking at the first thing that he ever did. 1954 is the year. Sam Phillips was the producer and recorder of That's All Right, Mama, and Mystery Train. Those are the first things he did. And the last number one hit he had was Suspicious Minds. It was in 1969, but he had it until he died. He had charts. It was 1977 when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And he
yep.
had charts every single year. He had a charts single, or a couple of them anyway. But this is another one that really was very smooth Elvis stuff. All right, so that's one of our tributes to Elvis Presley. Time now for a 2020 info quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
888-302-DOUG is the new dial-in number for the
new
Good
number.
Day program. There's an Oregon man who loves a couple of different things. So he has combined them into the dog grog. What is the dog grog for the swell prize? 888-302-3684. Identify dog grog. The story is at DougStefan.com.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check.
weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Another action-packed half hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, the 8th of January. Good morning. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn is here with me. Our number is 888-302-3684. Having a hard time getting that across, although Jennifer said earlier, Roberta, she remembered it like that.
Like that. It was early when I called. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so the reason that I'm giving you the number now is because we have a 2020 info quiz going, and I have noticed that it's been harder for people to get through just because this is something that's awkward after using the same number for 16 years. We're using a new one, so try it on for size. If you can answer this question, you get a swell prize, $150 worth of Pure Attitude, really good cleanses and washes and creams and that sort of thing. 888 302, Doug, here's the question, and I'll put this to Rich McFadden, who's on his way. Actually, I think you're at the airport now to go to the Consumer Electronics Show, right?
I am. I'm standing at National Airport.
Really? Stand
you can sit.
Down. Yeah, you can sit.
I'm going to sit as soon as I'm done with you guys.
Okay. Well, the question today, Richie, for the 2020 listeners, and the reason I ask it is because this is sort of a hint. I don't want you to answer the question, but I want to see. Well, no, I don't want you to.
You called him, and you can't, and he's not going to be. You know how he feels about trivia.
Sound as bad as Roberta.
But you know how he feels about trivia. This is like a big tease.
All right. Okay. There's a story at DougSteffen.com today that attributes to an Oregon man a new creation called the dog grog. And the question is, what is the dog grog? 888-302-3684. All right. What is the dog grog?
I have an educated guess.
You have an educated guess? All right, let's
I'll
see.
Hold it, though.
Yeah, you hold on to it. Now, by the way, this is put together by an Oregon man, and Mary happens to be calling from Oregon. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, same to you.
Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all.
Good. Nice to hear from you. So what do you think the dog grog is?
It's a beverage for dogs that they can either drink plain or pour it over their food.
It is a non-alcoholic drink that has been put together by this fellow who apparently, Richie, loves beer and loves dogs.
And the dog loves it.
Right. His dog loves this. It's a non-alcoholic beer, which would be, is it really beer if it's not got any alcohol in it?
Probably technically no, but.
Can you, Richie, have you ever made beer?
A beverage, right?
Yeah, grog is a beverage. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they had, like, near beer and non-alcoholic beers.
Yeah, okay, so
you
non...
You brew it. You just don't brew in the alcohol. You don't ferment it, I guess, as long as you get the alcohol like you would in a regular beer.
Beer comes from hops and grains.
Right.
We feed some of the leftover hops and grains. I just, as a matter of fact, got some dried barley and hops put together by a grain distributor. It's dried now, and I'm giving it to the cows, and it really the cows love it. Mix that with that silage, it is just like the cows going off on an alcoholic.
But it's something in the brewing, either in the in the sugar or the yeast that makes the alcohol come out of it.
Right.
And I'm not sure which it is, so they obviously just skip that step.
Yeah, they take that step out. Now, when we put corn in the silo, and you know what it smells like. Anybody who's been on a farm knows what the smell of silage is, and that's basically fermented corn. So imagine when we mix that together with the barley and some of the other things that are dried, how that makes the cow feel. I'm not sure what the milk tastes like because we just started doing it this week, but a pretty good combination. So the dog grog is a non-alcoholic drink for dogs. How did you know that, Mary?
Because I saw it on the news.
Oh, you did? Okay. Smart. Well, there's a story about it at DougStefan.com as well. Call the dog grog. And for that, you'll win a swell prize, Mary. Hold on just a second. Michael will take good care of you. Thank you very much. All right, Rich, you want to give us a thumbnail sketch of what you expect to get the next couple of days? And, of course, you're going to report for us every morning here on Good Day as to what you're finding at the
store. Of course I am.
Well,
just call us.
Well,
exactly. We're staying at the New York.
All right.
Try every single room until you get ours.
Are you staying together, the two of you?
Well, we were actually, but now we've had a little cog in our plan. But yeah, we'll have a full report when we get back. Yes.
Really?
Oh.
Sounds like a
breaking up is hard to do, but we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
so
I've never been, and I know a lot of friends who have gone. And with everything that we do now in radio, that is also multimedia, video, and all the podcasting and all the streaming and all of the cool fun stuff that we like to do with the website. I just want to go out and get more ideas. I want to see what everybody's doing, what the new stuff is. So, you know, it'll be neat to walk by and see the talking refrigerator with pictures on it, but that's not really what I'm going for.
I can't wait to walk the floor with Rich because I know how Rich gets with technology and the combination of technology and music, and I've been to this show before. He is going to freak out. He's going to love it.
Well, and one of the things I'm really excited about is Gibson Guitars is having an afternoon happy hour that I told Jennifer. I said, we have to go to this.
Because there's two things that we like, happy hour and Gibson Guitars.
That's right.
In that order.
When you mix beer, guitars, and a party all together, it's going to be a good time.
And girls in skimpy outfits.
There are.
That's right.
Lots of girls in skimpy outfits.
I mean, just like me going to your house the other night for the stew. Same thing.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Roberta, did I tell you that I invited Doug over for dinner and I made him beef stew and made him pick out all the beef?
Did you really?
Well, I fed the beef to Charlotte. Charlotte had a good meal that night. She had all the little pieces
like,
of beef.
She's like, hey, this tastes like back home.
Actually, the first
when
meat,
I bit peaches that time.
Meat she's had for a long time. All right, so there are a couple of things to look out for. I'd be interested to know about this new, it's spelled HUAWEI, called Huawei Ascend D2. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
All right, so you report on. Well, I don't really know either. I just saw that it was something brand new, a smartphone, and it has apparently attracted a lot of attention, a very powerful smartphone called the Huawei. So you want to check that out. Also, the Ford Motor Company yesterday announced that Jack Apps will be the recommended mobile app development house for their new Ford developer.
This is similar to AHA Radio, which is one of the reasons I'm going to CES, actually. Same kind of thing, except just a different car manufacturer. Yes.
All right, so AHA Radio is going to have CRN on it. Is that what you said?
Right, right, yes. And that's in
CRN Digital.
Honda, Hyundai, Subaru.
Well, but they're all now going to have four bands, the AM band, the FM band, the Sirius band, and the band that you can hook your internet into.
Band
right?
on the run?
Band, yeah, that's number five.
That's different. And the rubber band, by the way.
Yeah. So, all right, so six. But so you check that out too, Richie and Jennifer?
Yeah,
I'm very interested in seeing what's going on in the cars.
Right. All right. So I think
I want to see the flying cars. That's what I want to see is the flying cars.
Yeah. Do you think they'll have hovercrafts, Rich? Ooh, that would.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to drive one. After we drink a beer over at the Gibson Music thing, I want to go over to the flying car exhibit and fly one around the Las Vegas Convention Center.
I love it.
Right up your alley. By the way, a story at DougStefan.com.
Hi, my name is George Jetson, and I'm here for my car.
I'm George Jetson. Yeah, da, da, da. The story from Minnesota today at DougStefan.com. This fellow staggered into a bar over the weekend after he had been shot. And what he found was that even though he had bad luck getting shot, the bar was filled with different groups of nurses who are in town for a convention.
That's convenient if you're going to be shot in a bar.
So he walks in, stumbles, falls to the floor.
It's like an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, isn't that really? They slowed the bleeding, saved his life as they waited for the ambulance to arrive. So there's a man who has good luck. That's a good story for you, in essence. Another good story, a lot of stories around on the Internet about nasty things that servers have written onto receipts at restaurants. How about this one? At a Red Lobster in North Carolina, a pregnant woman was out with her husband. As she got her bill on the meal, it said free. And the waitress wrote, "Mom to be, good luck." So the waitress paid for the meal.
That's nice.
That's a good story. All right, Richie, have a safe trip. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. I expect a full report.
See you in a few
bright
hours.
And early.
All right, yep, Jennifer will be here. Actually, Jennifer has the television report for us in a moment, including an excerpt from The View from yesterday. And Alex Jones confronts Piers Morgan after he confronts the TSA at the Austin airport. He's on his way to appear on CNN with Piers Morgan. He refused to take off his shoes after seeing a large number of people go through security without their shoes on. So he got all persnickled up, as he is wont to do. That was nothing, though, compared to his appearance with Piers Morgan. You'll hear an excerpt from that in a moment here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Election Day, November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence and replaced it with President Obama's Declaration of Dependence upon ever bigger government, higher taxes, etc. Now, what should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the value of the dollar continues to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help you prepare for the largest confiscation of wealth history coming in the next 4 years. Call 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of this book, 800-289-2646. Again, toll-free, 800-289-2646.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
The value of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is a full-service morning program is that you get the times, 14 before the hour. The weather warm-up is forecast and possible freeze. I guess it could be almost anywhere except Florida and California and maybe Arizona and southern Texas. All right, let's see, what else? What is it? Time and traffic together, Robert. Isn't that what they do?
Time and traffic.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
No, weather and traffic, too.
Weather and traffic.
Weather and traffic together on the ones.
Yes, on the ones here on the Good Day program. So the television report includes an excerpt from the View from yesterday. Also, Alex Jones was on with Piers Morgan last night on CNN. And I was talking earlier about him getting stopped at the airport. He's a very confrontational guy.
Mm-hmm.
Has become a very popular sort of, some people think he's a crazed, kooky conspiratorialist. But he has a lot of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore he has some credibility. So he gets into it with Piers Morgan about gun control. Here's an excerpt from that broadcast.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. My family in the Texas Revolution against Santa Anna, my family was at the core on both sides starting that, because Santa Anna came to take the guns at Gonzales, Texas. Pierce, don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic. You finished? Yes, I am finished. You will not take my right. You go through background checks to get guns.
Right.
How about
so I would play more of it, except obviously
the audio is a little rough.
We have the audio was filtered through the CES Consumer Electronics Show before it got here.
Doesn't
anyway.
It sound like he's choking on a cigar, though?
Who, Alex?
Yes.
Yeah, well, his forehead's a little high anyway. It looks like, I was watching, actually, the video earlier, and it's pretty
this
intense.
This guy's for real?
Well, he gets a lot of attention. The news media, every single morning news show today has an excerpt from that. They're playing it, and he's gotten a lot of attention, and that's what his shtick is all about. It's what anybody who's trying to get attention, make a living by selling advertising, wants to get listeners. And
people in the middle of the road do not get, they get hit by cars. They don't get any attention. It's the people on either side shouting that get your attention.
At each other across the highway.
Exactly.
All right, so Jen, what else is going on in television? Al Roker has an embarrassing story. Do we even want to tell this?
I don't know. I'll try. This one's really up to you. So since you brought it up,
well,
Al Roker made a very embarrassing admission. And well, let's be honest, we've all had these uh-oh moments. Well, just not maybe the location that he did. He was at the White House, and this was right after his gastric bypass surgery. Now, this he admitted during his appearance on Dateline, he was talking about his gastric bypass surgery, and they were talking about the pros and cons. And he said one of the problems was after he had it, he went to the White House, and he said he probably ate something that he wasn't supposed to. And he felt the need to pass a little toot.
Mm, right.
So he went for it. First of all, you're at the White House. Can't you hold it in? I don't know. He said,
if you hold it in, you explode.
He said, when he went for it, a little something extra came out.
Ew.
He said, quote, I pooped my pants. Not horribly, but enough that I knew. So I was panicking. I got to the restroom of the press room, threw out the underwear, and went commando. I could have probably lived my whole life without hearing that story, but now
right,
I had to share it with all of you.
So give us another story then.
Hey, Ryan Lochte, Olympic gold medal swimmer Ryan Lochte, has his own show on E! It's going to be called What Would Ryan Lochte Do? And it will change lives. It's a 6-episode series starting in the spring.
All right. Not exciting. What, no Justin Bieber pictures today?
I really wanted to tell you about Thomas Gibson, but we're out of time, so I'm going to have to hold that one.
All right, hold it.
Criminal
you
mind.
Better job of holding it than Al did.
I'll do my best.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The hour on Good Day for our weekly look at this new phenomenon called crowdfunding, new ways that every day people like you in America, entrepreneurs, can help jumpstart more small businesses and more innovative products, new jobs as well. That's ahead as we figure out what's going on in America with Startup America News and Mike Hayes.
Marion Freshen is co-founder and COO of eFactor.com, the world's largest entrepreneurial community. So when I had the opportunity to chat with her about the current state and future of crowdfunding, I jumped at the opportunity. With all of her worldwide connections, I wanted to learn her thoughts about it for both gaining capital and bringing innovative products to market. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes of StartupAmericanNews.org. Growing success stories. And now meet Marion Freshen.
I certainly think crowdfunding in this day and age is going to be able to play a critical role in helping companies get funded. We still see that crowdfunding will not really take off in the big way that everybody expects it to without education and information. There have to be players that are vested in providing that information to the crowd, because if the crowd is going to fund these companies, they have to understand both the pros and cons and what it means for them and how it actually can help enrich their lives. That's point number one. Education is absolutely critical. The donation-based crowdfunding has definitely made a change. It's made the biggest change in those industries that are already very familiar with how to engage a crowd. And not surprisingly, that's businesses in the artistic world, musicians, artists, authors, anything in that environment, even donation-based or rewards-based, as you called it, crowdfunding is a huge step forward and releases seed capital to companies that are just coming out of the gate. And yes, I think it could potentially make a big difference to the economy in general.
Companies today are pre-selling products. So today, startups can now go on crowdfunding portals such as Indiegogo and post the story or sales pitch about their product. And if the entrepreneur signs up for the flexible program so that they don't need to reach their full goal like they do on Kickstarter, they still receive funding. And if they sign up with the PayPal program, then they get the funding as soon as it's received. They basically pitch any true story they wish about either a physical product or a digital information product they wish to create. Then, after funding, they can use the internet and online tools, plus use the money that they crowdfund for to help them buy media to sell their product. Does that make sense to you that entrepreneurs can now cautiously use crowdfunding to test concepts and as a new low-cost path to take innovative products to market through rewards-based crowdfunding?
These paths and new methods are being guided properly, and you have advice from experts or people who know what they're talking about on how to do this properly, then the successes will outweigh the failures, and thus the stream will strengthen and become a flood and will become a truly unique marketplace.
From all of my crowdfunding interviews, virtually every success story entrepreneur has told me, Mike, the money's great, but the real treasure trove I gained from crowdfunding is the feedback about my project that I got from the crowdfunding community. So the purpose of this show and our programs are to help entrepreneurs find the best practices to use crowdfunding to reduce their risks. In direct response media marketing, which is my background, the process is test, observe, adjust, and then expand. And since anyone can post a pitch on a crowdfunding site for free, do you agree that it makes sense to post your sales story and learn from the targeted community what they have to say about it before you spend months and money producing the product?
Right. I totally agree with that. I think that to me is one of the big benefits of crowdfunding. Yeah, I think that is a huge benefit that can't be underestimated.
Marian Freischen, co-founder and COO of eFactor.com, thanks for joining us on StartupAmericanNews.org, where anyone can learn from our free crowdfunding success stories. I'm Mike Hayes, and I hope you'll join us again.
Ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
T-Store for details, limit 2.